Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, folks? Happy New Year, and this is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and it is New Year's Eve, and we just want to wish you a happy 2013. Whatever was bad in 2012, ain't shit you can do about it, so you might as well leave it alone, learn from it, and move on. But tonight, we're going to be talking about relationships and how you heal those damn things, especially ones that are worth healing, because you know, just looking over my life this past year, so many relationships screwed up, you know, and we all play a part in screwed up relationships. So if we walk around thinking it's all on somebody else, then, you know, we're really fooling ourselves. So it's best that we learn how to deal with people and relationships, especially people we care about. So many people just walking around hating, and happy people are having bad circumstances and just mixed up ideas on what it means when you wish bad on someone. You know, we got the radio working tonight, and it's not skipping, thank God. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. You know, so that's what we're talking about tonight in the year in review. And just quickly, my year in review, this is how, you know, a year ago, my unemployment ran out. So technically, I went the whole year supporting myself for my business. So I think that's pretty good. And because of the way I choose to live, it's very, very expensive. And I'm doing better than I think, you know. You look at your surroundings and you think, my surroundings reflect how I'm doing, but, you know, it's not very true, you know, and one thing I learned this year, talking about the year in review, you know, I'm very fortunate, you know, that I did take the time this year and the past 3 years to really get to know myself and get, you know, you're so angry. Well, you know what, am I angry or is there a reason or is it angry or is it just, I'm not going to tolerate your shit, so I appear angry to you, but I'm just like normal. You're real and speak truth to power, you know? So this year, you know, I was able to learn a lot about relationships, and relationships are really just a reflection of who you are. You know, it has nothing to do with the other person. You know, unfortunately, you attract the things and people in your life, so when you come across somebody, you have a relationship with someone, it's a reflection of who you are. So if you end up really not liking that person or it ends up real nasty or whatever, it's a reflection of you. So the best thing we can learn about relationships and the things that I've been able to learn is that a relationship really starts with you, not with the other person. And you know, you have to just really be ready to accept people as they are. You know, I got married because I thought looks were everything, you know, and it's like nothing, you know. And I knew who I was, so I didn't really pay much attention to who I married. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was very independent, so I knew, hey, however can I, hey, like, it's going to go my way or it ain't going to be no way, so whatever. And, you know, but you got to take your time when it comes to relationships. And, you know, that's one thing I learned. And looks on everything. And I'm learning that the hard way as I get older. You know, the people I'm attracted to the most may not necessarily be the cutest person on the block, you know. But I think that's my own fault. God is doing that to me on purpose to teach me a lesson, because looks on everything. Because I look good. That's all that matters, you know. So anyway, but relationships, one thing I learned this year, relationships are all about yourself and being, first of all, you have to understand who you are, who you are. And then if you understand who you are, then you can't let people, whether they're your kids, your husband, your friends, whatever, come in and influence you in any kind of dumb way, you know? And that's the hardest thing. And the best thing that I've learned, also one of the good things I've learned, is that you cannot judge people. You can't be a judger, you know? The best way to have the best relationships, no matter whether they're at work or your family, friends, is to not judge people. If you don't judge people, everybody loves you, because it's not that you're nonchalant, you don't give a damn about anything, but you just don't take an attitude of judging people, because we all have something that we can be judged for. I know I do. Lord have mercy. Please don't let the monkey out the gate. Don't let that monkey out. Oh, my God. But anyway, you know, relationships. So that's how you... I mean, to heal them is just to, whatever the person's done to you, you know. And then there's something, there's some level of what person has done to you that is just not acceptable, or has done in society that's just not acceptable, to where, you know, you feel in your gut if someone is, you know, my thing with relationships, I could never make some, I couldn't be around a situation, a circumstance, or a person that made me feel like I was disrespecting myself. If I felt like I was being disrespected or disrespecting myself, not so much you disrespecting me, but I was allowing myself to have a Stacy, you disrespecting yourself feeling, that's when I knew it was time to break ties. And you know that feeling. And sometimes, depending on who it is, that's hurt. That's hurtful to break those ties. Shit. Well, damn. You married to the nigga and got 3 kids. Okay? But you got to break them ties. Oh, Jesus. There is a Jesus. Because it's all said and done, that was the best thing. Breaking the ties, because you know what? Stacy knew who Stacy was. And nobody was going to make Stacy compromise Stacy's Stacy-ness. Okay? You the same way. If you have morals and scruples, if, you know, it's like, okay, I was born a totally different crop of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Totally different crop. Taught to trust people, taught to believe what people say is the truth type shit. I still get caught up. Oh, my God. Believing what people say. And people will tell you anything, okay? And to this day, 48, still believing people getting fucked off. Because I believe people. That's how I was raised. I can't help it. It's in me. Okay? So I married somebody that would just do anything, say anything. And wanted to live, I guess, Bonnie and Clyde-ish. Okay? That nigga was Clyde, but I was not Bonnie. You understand? With kids. And my first inclination was, they're going to take my fucking kids. What are you doing? Are you retarded? Long story short, no husbands, just kids. Because I wasn't going to put my kids out there. How many mothers put their kids out? I got family members, okay? They put their kids in that kind of situation every day and don't give a shit and don't think twice. You got to have some kind of scruples and morals, okay? Now, if that's the kind of relationships you want to attract that shit. And if you attract that shit, that's who you are, okay? Don't act like, oh, this nigga came out of nowhere. While you was reading the Bible, you attracted a nigga that was a fish. And he just so happened to be a dick while y'all was reading the Bible one night, you found out. No, that nigga fresh. That nigga, my ex-husband, gave me many clues. And I could just, somebody backing my car out of my driveway for $1,500 tickets was the last of the clues. I'm like, what the fuck? Who? What? How much? When? Where was I? God damn it. Where was I? When this nigga was getting, where was he? Wait, no, not where was I. Where was he? When he was getting $1,500 tickets, when y'all niggas had to come get my car out of the driveway. Not the street. And they were like, oh, there it is. The brand new car. Get it out. It's so new, but she got a $1,500 ticket that she didn't know about, though. You see what I'm saying? Now, how old was that when I married that nigga? Oh, my God. 25. That happened about 28. Okay? Freddie and Jesse and Chris running around. Was Chris running? Well, Chris wasn't running. Was Chris even here? Oh, I don't know. But somebody was running, okay? Well, I was working, and the nigga was getting 15. You see what I'm saying? But I could have lived that lifestyle. I said, oh, shit, fuck it. The Bible says, it was like his old ignorant mama said, but you know who you married? The Bible says you're supposed to do with the Bible. Oh, hell no. And well, even my crazy mama would say hell no on that one. She all about the Bible. Hell no. So that's how that ended. But relationships, I can talk to him today and tell him I love him, everything. He can't do that for me because you know why? He didn't do what he's supposed to do. So when a motherfucker don't do what he's supposed to do, he can't say I love you, da-da-da-da-da. Because Jessica's father, we can say we love each other all day long. You know why? Because he did what he's supposed to do. I'm not, you know, so he's not afraid to come around me. Okay? Relationships. Do what you're supposed to do in the motherfuckers. And then you ain't got to be afraid. And everything all messed up because of kids. You know, always involving kids. That's the thing. Don't be all fucked up if there's kids involved. Because not only are you fucking yourself up in a cycle, you're messing up a little kid. I know so many relationships, including my family, where the adults are so fucked up and they're the kids in the middle of it. The kids calling 911, okay? Why these grown niggas is fighting? The baby calls 911. Come on. Relationships. It was good for kids. I never saw my mother and father fight. I never saw them in the same bedroom either, but I was, you know, they was old. They barely popped me out, right? Anyway, relationships. In relationships, if you want them to get better, and it sounds crazy, but if you want them to get better, then this is what you're going to do. So if you love the person enough to want it to get better, then this is what you're going to do. If you don't, get rid of their ass, okay? Because the relationship is supposed to be happy and fun times, okay? That's why I take about 48 hours. I don't even come on, live with me for 4 days. Because we're going to get this shit over with quick. I'm so crazy. Come on. You're going to stay in my house for 4 days. All right? End of the 4 days, I'm going to know. You're going to know. All right? Then next. Don't be fucking around in Stacy Town. Here's everybody. At the end of the year, Jessica. Ready, come to Jessica. And Elijah. Why does everybody got to end in Jesse? See, that's what's wrong. See, everybody is for Jesse, Mom. See, that's, you don't let nobody, don't let him hear this.
Oh, see, I told you, you don't love me, Mom.
Jesse, Freddie, and Christopher. Jesse just happened to be first and good always, okay? So, anyway, it's New Year's Eve, 2013, everybody thought we'd be riding in spaceships and shit, I'm riding in a spaceship because miracles are freaking happening, okay, for me, and so, you know, I listened to a guy called Earl Nightingale, and he says the definition of success is the realization of a worthy idea, so the successful man or woman is the person that pursues a worthy idea that they've come up with, that they've decided to do, and they're pursuing it, and it's working. So the successful teacher or the teacher that decides she wants to be a teacher, she's a successful teacher, she's a success. The Stacy that decides she wants to drop all this money she could be making and just make it like a crazy bum on God and, quote, rolling dice, according to ignorant niggas. She's a success because it's working. And whatever you do that you decide to do, that not someone decided for you, but you decided for yourself, and you're doing it, you are a success. Think about that shit every day when you wake up. And what you should also do, since it's a new year, and I made it a habit of it. I made a habit of it for many, many years now, so now it's not a problem for me to do it. Even young kids say, damn, Mom, why you walk so fast? You know why? Because I'm walking all fat. And beers, okay? I made it a habit of walking. So now I walk fast everywhere I go. And it keeps me in shape. And so I'm able to drink. And Lord knows, I stopped for a while, Jesse, but I started back every now and then, you know. But exercise, 30 minutes, 15 minutes one way, 15 back every day. You'll notice by the end, this time next year, you would have lost probably about 30 pounds.
Oh.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, that is very bad. I'm so sorry. And speaking of burping, drink a lot of water. Make sure you do. Exercise, water, prayer, meditation, and let's go into something different for the new year. I burped the radio. Hey, meditation, very important. Prayer, very important. And the way that you do it, very important. Long, it could be long. It could take forever to explain. But when you pray, you're supposed to get in the most relaxed state that you can possibly get in. So, you know, group prayer is not the type of prayer that I'm talking about. The prayer that you do at church, that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about a prayer that is very between you and God and you only, and you are opening up all of your emotions to God. And a lot of us can't do that in a group setting. And that's where it's really powerful if you're able to do that. If you're able to get up enough emotion where you can see what you want and where you can feel what you want to the point where maybe it makes you cry, you're really talking to God. And you're really in that emotional state. And remember, like I said last night, emotion is what takes your desires to the subconscious. And anything that's impressed on the subconscious becomes a reality in your outer world. So when you pray, think about this for 2013. Think about praying different. And this isn't your group prayer, the corporate prayer, where they named it, oh, it's corporate. No, we see it works, right? Not that one, the one you do at home by yourself. Maybe you and your kids, you know what I'm saying? But where you really feel it, you're really thanking God, you're really loving God, you have no funk, beef, nothing against anybody, and you ask God to forgive all your sins or whatever. Forgive all your sins, in which means forgiving your sins, which means your failure to obey the laws of the universe, which means your failure to obey the fact that you make your own world and there aren't some outside forces that make you do what you do, okay? That's a sin. That's what sin is, okay? So when you pray, like Kanye say, come on. See, he's trying to give you some power. Like it's all terrific, and it will. And it really will be terrific when you learn how to pray and get your emotions right in tune with God and your personal desires right out there on the realm of Godness, because God is right there listening. Seeking you can find, you shall find, you do. So that's how I want you to pray. So when you pray that way, and you can pray that way for people. So when you pray that way for people, you want to see the people in the way that you wish that they were. So I even see myself. When I pray about my health, I see myself visually in the way that I wish that I was. And slowly but surely, I am getting the way that I wish that I was with a whole lot less effort. So when you see other people and you pray for other people and you pray for sick people, you see them the way that you wish that they were. You don't see them in their current sickly state. That's what Jesus did. And if he could get the other people, the sickly people, to agree with him on that, they would begin to feel better. They would begin to be healed. Okay? That's how Jesus worked. That's how you can work. That's how I can work. See the people in the state that you wish that they were in and ask God to get them there. And hopefully they'll agree with you. And when two agree, then God will step in and say, voila. And that's anything. That's why marriages should, real, true, loving marriages, there should be really some power in that shit. They should really be doing something and going somewhere. So that's how you can tell if a marriage is true and good and powerful. You going somewhere, you doing something? You're not. Well, you're not at one. You're not two like that and having sex where you can, when you open up all that emotion when you're having sex, you should be thinking about the same thing. And God will make it happen because you're one. And that's when, yeah. So if you're married and you have a lousy everything, think about that. Don't have sex with her if you ain't thinking about what she's thinking about, okay? Don't be thinking about her, the stripper, okay, and then going home and having sex with your wife. That's disgusting, and that's why your marriage is all fucked up. Can I talk to you, like Aaliyah said, that I ain't going to comfort you? Okay, I'm going to put it at you like you're supposed to know, because, you know, bullshit floats. Votes, I guess. Oh, that rhyme, but it means absolutely nothing. But I do care for you. That's why I'm talking to you. Okay, this is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. Happy New Year. And, you know, the best way you can treat people better, the best way you can heal a relationship is to heal yourself. Do what the fuck you want to do. It's going to hurt. See, I spent the last couple of years doing what the fuck I want to do, hurting people's feelings. But they get over it if they truly love you. And in my case, you know, everybody loved me. Mom, everybody loves, you know, Chris, Freddie, and Jesse's mom, okay? But everybody but Chris, Freddie, and Jesse, okay? So get over the, she's not perfect, and but you know, don't nobody, she'll kill somebody for you to this day, no matter how old you are, and you know it, okay? So when you step out in who you really are, sometimes you hurt people's feelings that you truly love. But shit, they hurt yours too, okay? So get over the hurt part and understand the love part and the acceptance and unconditional love part. That's the part that you can get by. I mean, you can get through anything. Me and my kids have healed, finally at last. They kissed my ass long enough. Mama said kiss her ass, and they did, and it's over, you know? I'll sacrifice for you guys. I'm not going to do it once you're 18 and 20. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to. Fuck all of it. Santa Claus, Mommy Claus, you knew that when you was 4. When you went in there sneaking and unwrapping shit, okay? You knew that with me. So, now we all grown. Now do your business, because I didn't take care of you sitting on my ass, okay? All them $1,600 fucking Christmases, okay? All them IH shit, all the new cell phones, all the new TVs and clothes and Laker shit that people came in and stole, and Jordans and Kobe's. That took a nigga that had money. Okay, that would be me, and I didn't get the money sitting on my ass. Okay, Happy New Year. Don't sit on your ass in 2013. Goals with passion is a certainty. Plan yourself a goal. Have a passion about it. Please try to find somebody to give a damn about you. Can you please do that? That's a goal for 2013. Find a Negro that gives a damn about you and will have your back. Okay? Please. All right? Try to have somebody's back. Better than that, try to get your selfish ass. Have somebody's back. Can you please? And when they ain't got shit, okay? Try that. That's a new concept. Have a nigga back when he ain't got some weed, okay? When the nigga ran out of weed, will you still go over his house? No. But you should, because he's going to get some tomorrow, and you know it. So have some character. Help somebody. 2013. When you help other people, you really help yourself. When you shit on other people, you shit on yourself. Black people will be the last people to come to that concept, and shame on black churches for not teaching. We're all one. Keep it real, son. That's what Mariah just said. Because New York is in a house, and Baby Station is in a house, and a whole lot of alcohol is in it. 7 minutes is in a house. Everything that has been delivered can have already been delivered. Everything that needed to go being picked up has been picked up. It is New Year's Eve. I love New Year's. This has been a wonderful year because it stretched my balls. If I had balls, they would be stretched. Okay? But God is real and good, and you know what? God lives in you, so he's going to give you what you want for good or for bad. So if you're sitting there worried about shit and then how shit ain't going to work out, guess what? That's what you're asking God for. I'll figure that shit out. So I just start being happy all the time. God, thank you very much. Because you know what? All you got to do is really come through once for you. If you dumb after that and not realize that he's going to come through 2, 3, 4, 5, you're just dumb. And he can't help really dumb people. So merry happy. Merry Christmas, if I didn't say that a week ago. Happy New Year today. Relationships, heal them. When you heal yourself, you heal relationships. So do what you want to do. It may involve you hurting people's feelings, but love them anyway. True. Don't be all selfish and shit. Like the nigga I know that, well, don't be selfish. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to people's feelings, don't be selfish just because you got something new that you wanted. And shit on what you don't want, because you got to come back again, because whatever you dish out in any relationship, whether it's your mama, your brother, sister, your work co-worker, coming back to you. Black people be the last people to come to this realization. That's why we don't have power, because we think we can shit on somebody, we can rob, we can give crack to our own people, we can, you know, boost, we can have a live a life off of selling bootleg videos, hoe our so-called wives, not give a damn about our community while we look all fancy and shit. We think we can do all of that, and there's no repercussion in our personal lives because we just think there isn't, but there really is in the big scheme of things. Black people be the last people to understand that. I'm glad I'm one of the first black people to understand that. So I'll lead all the rest of you black people into an understanding of higher consciousness that whatever you put out, whether it's to your kids, you know, and I got a family member who couldn't have for years, you know, relying on somebody else to wipe her ass. Nobody wanted to help her but me. Now, guess what? All my other siblings now, they starting to all need somebody to wipe their ass. Oh, me and Mariah go back like babies and pacifiers. Ain't nobody going to be wiping my ass, okay? You go when you do. You do for people. If you can't do for your own blood, there's something wrong with you. Go ask God what it is and fix that shit. Now I can't find my sister a few years. I couldn't wipe her ass now if I wanted to. Like, what is wrong with people? You know? So my family, I know that's the first. Come on, a friend of mine, I know my family ain't going to help me. Well, you know what? That's not good. Okay? For you to know that isn't a good thing. So charity, all that old shit begins at home. Because you take somebody's life away. You mistreat a kid. You let something happen to a kid that you're responsible for. You don't take responsibility for a kid. Something's going to come around back on your ass when you don't need that kid. And then you're going to be ignorant enough to be mad at that kid because they weren't there for you or something. It ain't even going to be that. It's going to be somebody else you depend on. You think that should be there, and they ain't going to be there because your old raggedy ass wasn't there for the person you brought into the world. All that shit come back to you, so 2013, start thinking about your life in that way, that you give out. You know, that'd be a great way to start the year. Higher consciousness. I give, the universe is going to deliver right back to my raunchy ass exactly everything that I give. So if I think it's funny that somebody get hurt, guess what? I'm going to get hurt. It ain't going to be funny, and a whole lot of motherfuckers going to be laughing one day, and then I'm going to think back. If I think it's funny that I mistreat my kids or don't, or not there, it's funny I don't pay child support or I think I'm getting away but not taking care of my kid, guess what? You're going to get old, motherfucker. And the only reason why you ain't got no money to take is because you ain't been putting no money away. So guess what? You're going to get old with no money. Who's going to take care of you? Everything is everything. Okay? But you dish out, you will get back. Everything is everything. That's what that means. Happy 2013. Quit hey. So I choose to give out love, even though I get shit on. Okay, whatever. I choose to believe you, whatever. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to be nice. I'll stay with somebody for a little while. And I was like, oh, no. I figured out 24 hours, I wasn't going to be there. And I gave her some money. I was like, better than that, blah, blah, blah. My other chick say, I wouldn't have gave her shit. And I was like, yeah, exactly. But that's not how you do people. You know what I'm saying? So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. Happy New Year. Relationships. What you put out, you're going to get back. Love yourself first, then you will be overjoyed and over-bubbling with love to give to somebody else. So it starts with you, it goes out, and it comes back. You know we love you. Try to be good to everybody you know. I'm going to be back tomorrow on New Year's Day because I ain't got shit else to do but work and do this. You know, I love my life and I love you. So have a good night. Happy New Year.